This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Set play. McDavid scores! Connor McDavid scores the goal. Team Canada wins for Nations Gold.
The Kachuk brothers, I mean, they play their game. They do what they do. Sometimes when you shoot your mouth off in the media, I mean, it bites you. You know, you can do that during the season, but when you're playing best on best, there's it's different, you know, and they got a little bit ahead of themselves.
It is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location. Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. ToyotaofHollywood.com.
Thanks, Woody. Damn, that was fun to watch. Pre-game, game, even the yapping afterwards when somebody talks. And Marchand, of course, talking about the Kachuk brothers. And, yeah, little thing. Boy, I'll tell you what, USA versus Canada, the commissioner had no idea, or maybe he did, on just how big this thing would be and become over the last week. My God, it's been great. Steve Goldstein, Panthers TV voice on Scripps Sports, joins us this morning. Gold, how you doing, bud?
You think he was talking about the Kachucks? Really?
Yeah, right. Hey, there are so many different parts to talk about. First of all, Did you have an idea it would be this big? Because everybody's going, it's just another all-star kind of event. And you're going, I don't know, man, USA and Canada, those guys taking this thing pretty seriously. What'd you think?
No, I thought it would be that intense on the ice. I didn't realize that so many people and so many media outlets were going to pick up on it. And like you said, Joe, I don't know if it was intentional, but they hit this thing 4 days after the Super Bowl, football's done, and all of a sudden you got three fights in 9 seconds in a hockey game. It just took off. I mean, that was really the timing of it helped also. But these guys, you know, the hockey players, man, they're different. They love playing for the country, and it had been 9 years since they played. You had a lot of these guys as professionals that have never played, you know, in this style tournament. Now, they'll go to the Olympics next year. Over the next decade, we're going to see a lot more of this. But this thing was like a decade built up of them not wearing their jerseys. And let's face it, the USA, man, they're as cocky as they ever were. I love all those United States guys. And it's just unfortunate they couldn't get over the hump against Canada again, just like the 2010 Olympics.
Well, and they had their chances last night in overtime. They got some point-blank shots on Jordan Bunnington. Yeah. And sooner or later, the big guy, Connor McDavid, boy, it's got to feel great for him after coming up short, after winning three straight, thinking they might have a chance to come all the way back and win it. That had to be extra special for him last night. I felt like he had a lot of pressure on him. What about you?
It's a great point you bring up. Number one, the goalie, Jordan Binnington. Remember, 6 years ago, he won the Stanley Cup. He won Game 7 in Boston. He was ridiculously good. So here's a guy that's kind of, you know, he's been okay since then. Hasn't played great in big games. But, man, everybody's going to remember what he did in overtime. You're right about McDavid, okay? And the guy on the other side, who's 0-4 in Game 7s, and had the chance last night to erase all that was Austin Matthews.
Yeah.
And he gets stopped by Binnington. And, Joe, you know, a lot of stuff happens in a hockey game, but, man, you look at that replay. You cannot leave Connor McDavid that wide open. Mm. Austin Matthews should have been on him. He lost the faceoff, and then he let Connor McDavid go to the right to the front of the net. So, unfortunately, guy's a great goal scorer, great player. 0-4 in game sevens in his NHL career, and he finally gets to play for the USA, and that play happens to him in overtime.
You know who the MVP of this whole thing was? It was Matthew Tkachuk and what he did for that thing. And by the way, the Panthers and their marketing team, they got to be friggin' jacked up. The Panthers, all those players playing in this tournament to start with, not to mention Bennett had a goal last night. Reinhardt also plays for Canada. I think it was just a great way to kick off with you guys getting ready to start it back up tomorrow night against the Kraken.
It really is amazing how many guys they had. They had someone on every team, you know, 8 guys total. Unfortunately, Tkachuk's going to come back today banged up, but it is what it is. That's sports. That stuff happens. But it was awesome, you know. And if the Stanley Cup didn't do it, you know, for everybody in South Florida, now Matthew Tkachuk just takes the whole thing to another level. You just got to love the guy, man. He goes out there and Brad Marchand can say what he wants and Brandon Hale can say what he wants, but try and beat him, because the last time I checked, Matthew Tkachuk's beat the Boston Bruins and the Tampa Bay Lightning numerous times in the playoffs.
Yes, that has changed since he's been on the team. That is 100%. So they were popping up with this one last night. I wanted to get your take, because you've had the feel of both of them now. Is Canada versus USA bigger than the Stanley Cup? They were playing with that one last night, Edmonton and Florida, of course, last year.
Yeah, it's a great point because, you know, you hear guys say, hey, this is the biggest game I've ever played in. Now Brady Tkachuk said that, but Brady Tkachuk has never played a playoff game. And by the way, Brady, we know Matthew, how great he is. I mean, Brady's right there, man. That guy is a flat-out stud. To me, you know, team sport, I'm still about the Stanley Cup, but I'm telling you, with these hockey players, remember, when they come up, they all play together as kids. Like, Sam Bennett and Connor McDavid, Joe, were in hotels in Canada on their knees playing like mini hockey with socks when they're 9 years old, you know?
Oh, wow.
So these guys all come up together, and Canada has that chip on their shoulder. They invented the game. They've had so many big goals over the course of time, and the Crosby goal and the goal last night. So I'm still for Stanley Cup, but you get a lot of these guys. Hey, take Barkov, for example. I mean, it's amazing how many great players Finland has. It's not a very big country. It's amazing what they do in hockey. So when those guys put that jersey on, it's every bit as important, I think, to them man-to-man as it is when they play for their NHL team.
All right, so we got a lot of this morning just to get caught up on the negativity of hockey.
Of course, of course.
Matthew Tkachuk, see? So great. Are you happy? It means nothing. Only thing that matters is the Panthers are playing him. He's going to be injured for a while now because he played and they played that hard. How are you going to tell me in that? And then people called it a meaningless game, which I don't think too many people thought that watched it last night. But Matthew Tkachuk could be out a while. What's the team think about this goal? The general manager, the owner, the president. What do you think they're feeling if Tkachuk is out for a while?
Well, I'm sure they're not thrilled. I mean, there's no doubt. You know, you go into this thing, and I talked to Paul Maurice before it happened. You know, the tournament. I said, hey, I know you're going to watch it, but you kind of hold your breath a little bit. You got 8 guys in this thing. You know what? Here's my opinion, John. We sit up there in the stands at Dolphins training camp every day and watch these guys. Should you practice? Should Tyreek Hill have been in the joint practice with the Washington Commanders last August and basically ruin his season by ruining his wrist? You can go on and on. Should guys play in preseason games? You know, I asked Mike McDaniel that. He says, you know, to be good at football, you got to play football. That's why Mike McDaniel plays these guys a little bit in the preseason. Some people don't think they should play in the preseason. You got guys that get hurt in practice. You got guys that get hurt, you know, in the off season, running or lifting weights. I'm a little old school with that, dude.
Me
if
too.
A guy wants to play,
me too.
If Tyreek Hill wants to go 100 miles an hour in early August in practice, you're going to tell him not to? I think that's a mistake. And I think the guys that want to play, that want to practice hard, that want to, like Matthew Tkachuk, play for the United States, that's what makes them them. You know, that's what makes that competitive drive. I mean, you think it was great for Kobe Bryant's body working out for 4 hours after a game when they lost in a gym by himself? Probably not. So I'm a little different on it. I think when guys want to play, when they want to practice, whatever the game is, whatever the situation is, you know, I'm all for it. Hey, Joe, we went through this 2 years ago, right? That game in Baltimore for the Dolphins at the end of the year. Bradley Chubb runs back on the field. The game's already decided and blows right out his knee.
That's correct.
Now, what are you going to do? If you're one of those defensivists, you're Mike McDaniel, you're going to grab a guy by the jersey. Hang on. We're down by 20. You can't play. I just think it's unrealistic. You can't put guys in bubble wrap.
No, I agree. They got to play, and that could have happened any time. And, of course, he missed all of last year and everything else. So we got into this thing, too, the other day. And this is mostly Woody coming at me here with what's a more physical game. And I'll even give him the benefit. He said hockey playoffs or NFL. And I said it's not even close because of the size. And these guys are tackling every down. And some of them are pretty physical tackles, and guys get hurt. What's your take on that whole thing? Toughness, I didn't say toughness, because those guys freaking play hurt at an unbelievable level, the hockey guys, like no other sport.
Yeah, they do play hurt. The culture is you play hurt. That's just the way it goes. And ultimately, a player is going to make that decision at the end of the day. You know, what they do in hockey, skating 35, 40 miles an hour, playing multiple times a week, for you know, if you go to the Stanley Cup final, you're doing it for 9 months. I can't imagine it's more physically demanding. But when you get in those trenches in the NFL with some of the stuff that goes on, it's got to be right there. I'd have a hard time picking one, to be honest with you, because you make great points on both sides, and I see both sides. But, you know, if you forced me with a gun to my head, I'd say what they go through in that NHL season is absolutely brutal, because after games, you know, they're working out and then they're traveling and they're doing it again 24 or 48 hours later. That's unbelievable to me. Now, the NFL has become a little different. Like, you saw what happened, Joe. What was it, late in the year? The Steelers played 3 games in 11 days, and we saw what happened, right?
Yeah, no, you're right. I was just thinking Jordan Brooks hitting you, running full speed, and you got collisions. Like, but I get it. You know, you got open ice guys going after each other and in the corners and that type of stuff. But I got to tell you, last night, man, it was fantastic. I watched 30 minutes of pregame because I just wanted to see the national anthems. Obviously, the little political tension between the countries, the 51st state comment, and everything else. I mean, Woody, Goldie, you didn't need anything else, man, besides that you got last night.
No, it was like in the old days, Joe, when we play a little soft pitch softball. I mean, slow pitch softball, right? You just lob it up and let them hit it out of the ballpark, and ESPN did a great job with it. P.K. Subban was like a superstar on TV with it.
So good.
I thought overall, they did a great job, but I just really thought it was the USA's time, and I thought the United States had the better goalie, and in overtime, Canada had the better goalie, and they got the win. But all this does, Joe, is it sets up for 350 days from now when they go to Italy in the Olympics.
Here we go again.
And I hope what you mentioned, the political, here's my hope, that the political stuff and the war stuff is over. Because there's a chance they let, and if they let Russia in that thing, holy cow, you got Vasilevsky, Bobrovsky, and Ovechkin, and Shesterkin, and all those guys, and they love playing for their country, too. So that would just add another whole layer to it.
Yeah, and by the way, the United States programs for these kids is unbelievable. Yeah. The development of players in this country, just under the radar, man. And they're talking about the next batch coming up and how good they're going to be.
It's incredible. So you look at the Tkachuk brothers, right? They're born in Scottsdale, Arizona, because Keith played there. Then he goes to the St. Louis Blues, so they grew up in St. Louis. There's like four other guys in the NHL that played with the Tkachuks when they were kids. Austin Matthews is from Arizona. If it wasn't for the Coyotes, Austin Matthews never would have played hockey because he was an Arizona Coyotes fan. And you've got those Hughes brothers, two of them who were born in Orlando because the dad was coaching the Solar Bears at the time.
That's great.
So you got three of them. It's pretty amazing. And, you know, I think it really started, obviously, 45 years ago Saturday is the Mike Ruzioni goal in the United States, you know, the miracle on ice. And that kind of started it. But over the last 20, 30 years, you got guys like Patrick Kane and you had Keith Tkachuk. You got guys that have like that U.S. cockiness, that swagger. And you go over to the ice rinks here in Florida, I will tell you, Joe, because I've been there, There's 13-year-old kids chewing on mouth guards, hanging out of their mouth, because Chuck does it.
That's right.
I mean, that's just kind of the way they do it, with the flair and the offensive skill. And, you know, it's not all about, hey, you know, make sure you play defense. Hey, let's have some fun with it. Let's make some plays. And I think that's what hockey for a number of years maybe was missing. And now they have that. So it's fun to watch these guys play.
Speaking of fun, how about next Thursday, the 27th, Edmonton in town on Scripps Sports? You and Randy going to have the call for that one. That's what a nice one that's going to be, huh? To see the Dreisaitl and that guy last night that had the winning goal. Pretty good stuff, man.
Well, number one, I was happy he scored the winning goal last night and not on June 24th at Amarant Bank Arena last year. So we'll give him that one. Yeah, the game was supposed to be on national TV, Stanley Cup final rematch, but ESPN is not broadcasting it. So you're right, Joe. I'm thrilled to be able to call it. So next Thursday night, 7 o'clock game, 6:30 pregame, Channel 39 here in South Florida on Scripps Sports. We will have the local broadcast of the Panthers and the Oilers. And man, it's always fun when Barkov, McDavid go head-to-head. That thing is going to – that's a regular season game that's really going to have some juice next Thursday.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. It is fantastic what's going on, Gold. I never thought this was going to happen up in Sunrise, what they have – built up. And a lot of it goes with the big trade with Matthew Tkachuk. That cocky cat showed up, man, and things just kind of changed real quickly. Gold, thank you. Really appreciate it.
All right, Joe, I'll see you soon, brother.
Hey, man. Steve Goldstein, Panthers TV voice on Scripps Sports, joining us. I want to tell you about Loctite Impact. Chev, the CEO, calls me last night late. I said, Chev, man, I was just getting ready to go to sleep. He goes, hey, come on, man. Hurricane season's right around the corner. You can protect your home now with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. And I said, okay. He goes, no, we have the South Florida's largest fleet of 5-star rated service professionals, and tell people to replace your old roof and windows now with zero down 100% financing. I go, okay. He said, you can get Impact windows as low as $3 per window per month installed. Loctite Impact's pros will handle the projects from permit to installation as easy as 1, 2, 3. They've got this thing down. They're in West Broward. They're growing like crazy. They got great people. The best products. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. Find out more. That's LoctiteImpact.com. Again, they're ready for you. Call 954-500-LOCK. Do it before the weekend. Get started with the professionals at Loctite Impact.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, let's get your weather brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. 61 degrees at the moment. There is no rain in the forecast. It says it will get up to the 70s, presumably when the sun comes out.
Yes. We need a nice day tomorrow, too, because we got a great event, man. That event, Woody, is, you know, your family's going to be out there. Dolphins Cancer Challenge, 15th annual. And, boy, this thing...
It's going to be nice tomorrow. You want the weather? It's going to be high of 74, low of 63.
Good, good, good.
That's good. That's good running weather.
That's good. Well, walking. Walking, running
walking,
for some.
Or biking.
Cycling.
That's a long ride, by the way. I saw the map that Gabby's going to be doing.
She's like 99 miles. Where'd she say she's going? It's Dade, Broward,
it's
Palm
like,
Beach?
Yeah, I think
they're going
like
all the way up?
Key West to Fort Lauderdale or something.
Come on.
I don't know, it was a huge square around South Florida.
Oh, no, 99 miles, a lot of miles.
That's, well, like, what, a 90-minute drive?
Yeah, but the people that are doing
depending
that,
on who's
I'm
driving.
Guessing they are, like, first of all, in really good shape, and they probably do a lot of cycling, right? On the weekends, they go, what, 60, 70 miles or something, probably.
Well, they have those e-bikes now, right, those electronic bikes?
I tried one of those last year, but apparently I didn't turn it on because it was hard to.
You didn't turn it on?
Still hard, and the guy told me when I got back, he goes, hey, dumbass, you didn't use it.
So you used an electronic bike?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're essentially, you're the Lance Armstrong of that event.
Why would you put me with him? We're doing so well.
I would rather you told me you were blood doping than than using an electronic
blood
bike.
Doping.
Why don't you ride a motorcycle while you're at it?
Well, you still got a pedal on this thing. It didn't have an engine on it.
You're the Lance Armstrong of the cycling challenge.
Don't worry. I got to walk, and there's nothing like you walk, you got to walk. All right, Jerky?
Well, you'll have your Hokas on.
I'll have my family with me. I got to tell you, it's going to be fun. We got everybody coming out, and there's going to be a lot of people. We were just talking about, I'm guessing with the concert, it's going to be Third Eye Blind. It's got to probably, they're going to perform, I think at 2 o'clock, a little earlier, right around 2 o'clock, but I'm guessing, man, there might be 8,000, 9,000, 10,000 people at this this event. Now, I've been known to exaggerate a little bit, but tell you what, it's going to be a big, big fundraiser, one of the biggest in the country, Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer. It's just getting better and better for people who have been through it and had to use it, and it's just a first-class place, great doctors. So it starts tomorrow morning at Hard Rock with cycling to running to walking. I mean, they literally got something for everybody. You can just come out if you want, but you needed to sign up. So the only thing I think they have left now, so I don't get in trouble with all the people, is over there working this event. I think you can still sign up to go to the concert part for Third Eye Blind. But everything else is, you got to. A lot of fundraising and everything, but they closed her down on everything else. All right, so we got a lot more stuff still here this morning as we continue on here. We got treated to something special. We can debate that the injury problems and all that, but it was fun. And I know one of our guys is injured, and hopefully it's not not a serious injury with Matthew Tkachuk not playing that much last night. But, man, they stuck a nice event in there. Stuck it right in the middle. Obviously, next year, the Winter Olympics. And probably after those two, because that thing's going to be crazy next year for the Winter Olympics. It's going to be a letdown if they go back to that normal format of just the All-Star game. That'll be another big dud. I got to tell you, though, Woody, I keep saying this, and I know we beat baseball up too, especially down here and not spending money and prospects. And I hear the owner now saying, we're going to surprise people. We're going to surprise a lot of people. And
yeah, no, they're not. I don't think so.
I don't either. I don't think.
I think people's expectations are right in line with what they're going to be.
Yes, I would agree with
now,
you.
Now, with that said, bravo to the marketing department there. I think they do a fantastic job.
They do a great job.
I've embraced the Marlins for what they are.
And I want to say this. I think their All-Star game and the Home Run Derby and stuff, great.
Apparently the Marlins got to spend another $20-something million dollars at least.
To get to the minimum?
Why don't they just like hand it out to the fans on opening day?
So
you just divide it up equally.
No one can tell me that it's good for baseball. It just can't. And I've listened to everybody, and they've used examples of the Tampa Bay Rays before I say this. You can't tell me that it's good that the Dodgers, and by the way, I want to give the Dodgers credit because they got their act together as far as their minor league and drafting. They do a great job there too. But to be able to go out every year and spend money and get that lineup and that pitching staff they have this year, And they spent a ton of money, and some of the other teams are complaining a little bit. Mets obviously spend a lot of money. Yankees still spend a lot of money. But you got some of these teams, and I still believe it starts with your minor league system. You got to develop. I don't care. Like the draft and everything else, you got to draft well and develop well. It's got to start with that. It's got to start with that with the Marlins who have been talking about it. Usually they trade them away. We went through that thing where we had good prospects and we traded them away to get guys for try to make a run and, you know, at wherever you were at the time to try to make the playoffs and stuff. But I got to tell you, the free agent spending between the bottom and the top, it's...
I wish you would stop doing this, really. So Marlins, by the way, so apparently 85% of their players are on a minimum league minimum contract. They need to spend
Sandy Alcantara, I feel like, isn't he like, he's like half the payroll.
Well, I'll be shocked they don't trade him by the second week of the season, but
not that early, but yeah, he's probably gonna, I mean, he probably, you've read everything, he's probably, if he pitches well, we're gonna get traded. The better he pitches, the more prospects we get.
Yeah, we're gonna get a bunch of prospects that no one's ever heard of, and we'll have to read Barry's column to tell
us
but like,
they're,
who the hell
but
they
they're
are.
All but they're all that way. That's all our prospects. We don't know anything about them except the guys that got called up a little bit at the end of last year.
Whatever, bro, the beer at Beer Fest tastes good, who cares?
Well, that's good.
It's not
that's
getting
good.
Any better, so
that's
why
good way.
You,
that's
well,
good way
the difference?
To come on and say the beer's great. The beer's cold.
They will never compete with these other teams you're talking about. Never.
Well, they're not even going to have a chance till they develop minor league system.
That's okay.
They will not have a chance till they get this draft thing figured out. And I don't mean with arms. We feel good about our arms. They always feel good about their arms. We got to hit on some everyday players and get that thing figured out. Infield, outfield, we gotta find. Other teams are finding them. You gotta find them. You gotta get some of those guys. All right,
keep hope alive, man.
Keep hope alive.
Yeah, there you go.
Keep hope alive.
You've done this every year since I've known you. This same talk, we just run it back every year. You say the same thing.
Well, I'm not a Dodger. I'm a Dodger hater to start with.
Okay. I know you are. You're a Giant fan.
And by the way, guys want to go there, and why not? They get to play on a great team. They got like eight pitchers that can start. They're loaded. Loaded. They got two Japanese pitchers that everybody wanted. Crazy. All right. I'm not bitching.
They're coming to town if you're,
I know.
You're so excited
I know.
To see
you
them.
Went. You went. You got.
I love to see the Dodgers.
You got to see Ohtani.
It was great.
Had one of the great games.
Yeah.
Of
got to see
time.
The 50-50 game along with a few hundred of his friends and family. that went to the game.
All right. You know what? You're a little feisty right now. You really are. You're coming a little hungover. I don't get into your life at night. What you do, and you're hurting a little bit in the early hour. No, I've done it.
I know you've done it.
I have done it. I've come in here really hurting, but you got to show up, and you did show up today. I knew right away something was wrong. I knew when I saw you walk in here, and Monte and I were talking, something's not right. Something's not right with him.
I could have Jimmy Butler'd you, but I'm a hockey player.
You know, that was the last time. That was one of the – I almost lost my job.
Which one? You don't have to do this.
No, drinking too much. I got out at between 4 and 5 in the morning. I got dropped off at the radio station.
Well, you went straight in?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I don't want to say who I was with.
Who are you with?
I got out, said goodbye, and I waited for the driver of the car to leave. I threw up, puked everywhere, sat for a second, made sure everything was done, went in, started drinking as much caffeine as I could. And so when the bosses came in, the guy, who is this? And I go, it was me. And I was hurting, man.
Oh, they saw the puke in the parking lot.
It was everywhere. Yeah, there was just a long line of from the car, literally right outside the car, right to the door.
Which building was this?
This is the old one. Old building.
Before the one.
Yeah, this is before we hit
Miami Gardens.
Yeah, before Miami Gardens.
How'd you do during the show?
So they called me in. I thought I was okay.
You thought you were okay.
But anyway, they called me in and they said, if this ever happens again, we're going to fire you. And I go, I understand. Now, how'd you get here? I go, well, my friend dropped me off, but I don't want to say who my friend was.
How'd you get here?
I don't want to say who that guy was. I don't want to say who that guy was that was throwing touchdown passes the night before.
He must have gotten a real kick out of that.
Oh, man, that was a long night.
You're probably laughing the whole way home.
Oh, man. That's when I said I got to grow up. That was the night I said, Joe Rose, you got to grow up.
What was the other night? Didn't you puke in front of a bunch of your
Oh, that was there around the clock. Yeah. That was there around the clock. They started drinking Johnny Walker Blue.
Your wife was there for that one, right?
She was, and she was
not happy.
Didn't talk to me for a few days. Had to pull over in a limo on that one, and I said, excuse me, can you pull over? And they go, I go, no, you need to pull over right now. And we had three couples we had just met in the company. And they pulled over. Lenny, Big Daddy Lenny was there. Thank God Big Daddy was there. He'd seen it all. And I got out. And I didn't get one step outside the door. And there went the steak dinner. Real nice steak dinner. It was gone. And all I did was I looked up. I kind of looked up as I was bent over to see. And I could see my wife was so embarrassed that I got that drunk. So I don't drink anymore. That's it. I've cleaned it up because I just absolutely have embarrassed myself enough. I'm just being really honest about a couple of very embarrassing moments to my family. Hey, I'll tell you what's not embarrassing, talking about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Man, this man has no life. He's always working, and he's going to be working this weekend. I'll bet you I know what he was doing last night. He was watching that hockey game. Boy, I'll tell you what a game it was. And what a company Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage has. I just want to let you know, man, whether you're a first-time home buyer looking to get the lowest rates and get qualified quickly, get approved on that mortgage, this is what Michael Kotze does. If you're self-employed, you've been declined by the banks, he's got a program for you. The guy is fantastic. And I always talk about the reverse mortgage because it's very popular with people my age or a little bit younger, 62 or older. You and your spouse, you qualify for a reverse mortgage. And what I'm telling you, if you have a lot of equity in your home and have it just about all paid off or completely paid off, but you could really use that equity in your home, the reverse mortgage, probably perfect for your situation. I want you to go to Google Reviews on the web. I want you to see what they're saying about Choice Mortgage Reviews and Michael Kotze. Because the guy, one thing about it, nobody's going to work harder to get you qualified and get you done, get your deal done faster and better than Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Half the time of the big banks, call him, text him. If you need to get a hold of him today or the weekend, he's ready to go. 561 561-441-2730. 561-441-2730. MLS 166-254. Rates and terms always subject to change daily without notice. He's an equal housing lender with 35 years of experience. All right, welcome back, and good morning to everybody. First of all, I just want to say this. Whether you're a hardcore sports fan or casual, I hope you had a chance to watch some of that last night. USA, Canada. It's fun watch. It was fun. Best players, a lot of the best players in hockey playing for both those teams. And overtime, Connor McDavid, probably the best player in hockey with the game winner. But just a lot of really good stuff and everything else around it that's going on right now, the Boo Birds and oh, it's just great. Just a fun night. Just really, really good stuff. Goldie joined us earlier. Really appreciate him coming on to talk a little bit about everything. We're going to have Mike Florio join us coming up here early 9 o'clock hour like he always does, and we'll get into stuff. I see he and Richie Incognito been going at it a little bit, and so we'll talk to that. And then the one that no one can answer is the future of professional All-Star games. And again, I want to start with this. I think MLB is fine. Major League Baseball, yeah, outside of Pete Rose running over Ray Fosse when they were really good friends, and God bless Pete Rose. We lost him, but yeah. Outside of that, they're
well, the NFL should definitely get rid of theirs.
Yes.
Right, because it's not even an All-Star. I don't even know what it is now.
No, it's gotten way far away. I agree.
So get rid of that. The issue with the NBA thing is
that... Let me hear
this.
What do you think is the biggest issue?
I think their Saturday night is the biggest issue. Because the game is always going to be a pickup game.
The game's got
to start... I don't care what you do. You can dangle money. You can put America versus the world. You can do whatever you want.
You and I disagree on that. Because if you're going to get the best players playing, like last night, and they play hard... You're going to get more eyeballs.
That's always what they do in the All-Star game, and it's always a pickup game. They score 200 points.
That's not playing hard.
And they, you know, they leave.
That's not playing hard.
Defense. They dunk the ball. That's
yeah.
Like,
you get out of the way so the guy can do an alley oop. You take 45-foot three pointers.
I think for the NBA to have a successful All-Star weekend, the Saturday night needs to be a monster. It needs to be their marquee event. So you get your best shooters to do the 3-point contest. And you get your biggest stars to do the dunk contest, and that's it.
So you know that's not going to happen.
And then you have your little game on Sunday, your little pickup game, whatever.
You realize LeBron James, who is now 40 years old, has never done a dunk contest?
Yes, I do.
How can that guy never do one? He would have won at least one of them. Had to.
Look, it's you got a guy, first of all, the guy who won it 3 years in a row is not even in the NBA.
That's an issue for me.
That's an issue, yes. If you had...
You got to go to the damn G League.
I know LeBron's not going to do it at this point in his career, which is fine, whatever. But, like, if you put, you know, Anthony Edwards and, you know, Ja Morant was talking about doing it, and Giannis...
By the way, Ja Morant would be great. Some of the dunks he used to do, I don't know if he's still doing them, but the ones he used to do were sick.
Yeah. So if you put all those guys in the dunk contest and it was the best of the best, it would be a must-watch event.
I would
agree. People wouldn't complain.
But everything still goes back for the game, for these events, to the best people. Like, if Steph Curry's the greatest three-point shooter, why at home, why could he not shoot? I'm talking about my team, the Golden State, why would Steph Curry not want to be in a three-point contest?
Best shooter ever, right?
Can I give you another one? Klay Thompson coming back home. Why wasn't Klay Thompson in that?
I don't know, man.
And he's not nearly the player he was.
I guess for the same reason these guys don't want to do the dunk contest. You don't think it's embarrassing, like, to be an NBA star and to watch that guy win the dunk contest 3 years in a row?
I don't think they want to lose to him. I agree with that. I think some of this is I don't want to screw up and embarrass myself with my dunk. That's not creative enough.
He shouldn't be in it. Take him out of it. Have it just be stars. How embarrassing could it be? Like, what are they so worried about?
About looking bad in your dunk contest. Getting bad scores.
I don't know, man. I just think that to me would be the key fix for the NBA is to make your Saturday night.
Outside of jumping over like cars or
event.
Horses or whatever animal or car you want, there's not much left to do.
That's where I disagree with you.
All right, let
because
me hear.
I think guys like Anthony Edwards, John Morant, these guys are freakish athletes. And what? They can do stuff without having to jump over cars. And
what kind of dunk can they do that we haven't seen? From all
the stuff Vince Carter did still amazes me.
Okay, but it's been done.
I know.
There's a whole bunch of guys can do what Vince did back in his day.
I know. All I'm saying is I'd like to see it. I'd watch. If they had 10 of their, seven or eight or 10 or whatever, their top stars doing it, you wouldn't watch? Right after they had all their top shooters do the three-point contest?
I watched some of it anyway. I didn't.
That thing they did by that skills competition, whatever that thing is they do.
That was embarrassing.
It's terrible.
Well, those guys were throwing it away.
Yeah, it's awful.
It looked bad, and they got DQ'd. It was just, I don't know. The NBA's got some problems. I think we all agree. The NBA's own people say we got some problems. The nicest commissioner of professional sports got some problems. Adam Silver. He's got some things figured. Tell you what, he doesn't have to figure out the amount of money they got coming in for those players. Holy smokes. Woody, you start getting a few people bidding on your product that want it, NBC goes, we want back in. We're going to blow TNT right out of the water. We're going to take over. We're going to get part of that. And they did. They did. But we're going to ask Mike Florio this. You realize we're going to be paying for everything in professional sports pretty soon, right? Nothing's going to be free.
Well, you saw the new thing. The FanDuel Sports Network now is, what, $20 a month on Amazon or something?
I saw that, yes. I did see that.
I think you've been paying for that for a while. You just didn't even realize
it. I didn't know. I'm afraid to see.
That's like most of the stuff in your life, though.
I'm afraid to see what's going on with the apps in my family.
Well, you'll never find out, so it doesn't matter.
Well, you're like taunting me.
I'm not taunting you.
Well, what are you doing?
You just keep working and...
Yeah.
So keep getting paid.
That's what I thought you were saying. You're a bad guy.
But it is, I've been telling you this for a long time, I think the NFL is, the NFL is the greediest league of them all, right? They know no end to their greed.
It's not greedy, it's just that they can get all this money because of their product. A lot of people watch it.
Yeah, at the expense of the fan.
Yes.
You need to watch the NFL now. We were doing this count earlier. Netflix, Amazon, CBS, Fox,
yes,
which are technically free, I guess, if you use rabbit ears.
But they're
ESPN.
They're switching over to their apps a little bit. We've seen it now with CBS. We've seen it with NBC.
Going NFL to the Peacock. Network, by the way, paid subscription. NFL Network.
NFL Network might be.
Peacock.
I said Peacock.
Yeah, Peacock.
I mean, you don't hear it. I say it.
So there's.
It.
How many is that? What is that? 8, 9.
Well, you know what? You're going to have a budget.
I pay for Red Zone every week.
You're going to have a budget, and you're going to decide which ones are the most important to you.
Well, you need Red Zone.
If you're a junkie, you need them all. You want them year-round if you like all sports.
Someone said Curry's not in the three-point contest because that girl almost beat him.
That's right.
Sabrina Nescu, or was that who did it?
Was it
the year before. Yeah, he did. He did like an exhibition.
Wasn't it Caitlin?
No, I don't think it was Caitlin Clark. I think it was Sabrina Ionescu, but I could be wrong about that. I didn't watch that either. So, but I do remember that.
9 o'clock hour's coming up here. We've got.
He almost lost to a girl.
You guys are.
I don't even know why I read this. This is a mean-spirited text, but it's all right.
Let me ask you, outside of Steph Curry, I don't even know who's the best three-point shooter. Everybody's shooting so. It's got to be one of the Celtics. Celtics take like 60 threes every night.
There's a lot of people shooting, man. By the way, I do all these college games, and
they shoot a lot, too.
Oh, my God.
I haven't been to a high school basketball game. They might be shooting a lot of threes there, too.
Everyone can shoot.
Everybody's shooting a three.
The big guys, the little guys.
Let's take a break here, three.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Low-carb keto yo-yo diets, GLP-1 injections, but you're never going to lose weight if your liver is clogged with fat. So what can you do? It's simple. Almacid. Almacid is a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight. And it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Join millions who have transformed their lives with Almacid. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.